Hello, my name is Danny Flood. Thank you so much for listening. This audio interview is brought to you by Open World Magazine, the ultimate guide for living the adventurous life, following your dreams, and pursuing your passion. I am excited today because I am joined by a very lovely lady by the name of Serena Rofo. She is currently fundraising on the website Volunteer Forever, volunteerforever.com, to perform volunteer work through African Impact at an orphanage in Gweru, Zimbabwe. She's also going to be working on a, you're working with lions too, right? Is that right, Serena?
Yeah, on the weekends, it's a lion rehabilitation center.
Okay, cool.
And it's called Antelope Park.
Antelope Park. And, well, I just wanted to welcome you, Serena, first of all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm very excited.
Thank you for being here. I wanted to invite you on this interview because I feel like there's a lot of people who would be inspired by what you've done and would love to have the opportunity to follow your example. And I think I just need like a little bit of guidance and maybe that extra push to get started.
Great.
What were your reasons for wanting to get involved in this project? Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your story.
So through high school, I was really into animals and nature, and I wanted to go to college for biology. And so I had always been researching a place in Africa where I could volunteer hands-on with the animals because I really wanted to visit Africa. And I had found this African Impact volunteer program, and originally it was just with the Lion Rehabilitation Center. And throughout the years after college, I ended up becoming a teacher and just loving working with children. So I wanted to be able to help children as well in Africa. And I came across the program that had the teaching at the orphanage during the week and helping the lions on the weekend, which was just fate because that is exactly what I wanted. So being able to actually fulfill that dream is amazing, and I'm so excited to be able to go.
Why did you choose Africa? Why did you want to go there in particular?
Growing up, my mom loved Africa and had always talked about it, and we watched a lot of Discovery Channel, and it was just a place that I really wanted to visit.
So it captured your heart, and it's just been a dream for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And have you done this type of volunteering work before back home? Because you said you've been working with children for a long time.
I've never done any volunteer work. I have just nannied for years and taught for the past 5 years. So I've really always just worked with children in that way. But I've never volunteered, and I've never gone out of the country that far away. So it's a new whole experience, and I can't wait.
Are you a little bit nervous and excited?
I think I'm much more excited than nervous.
And are you a kindergarten teacher currently, or?
Second grade. I taught preschool for 3 years, and this is my first year in lower elementary. I love it.
Okay, gotcha. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the orphanage and the kind of work that you plan on doing.
So at the orphanage, there are 55 students to one teacher. And so they really, really need all the help they can get to provide that education for the children. So I'll be working there teaching them really anything that the teacher has. I'll also just be spending time with them and playing games with them and just giving them love and support and the one-on-one attention that they need.
Do you feel that this experience can help guide them to in their future? Help guide them to a brighter future and just, I don't know. What do you think?
Sorry, I didn't catch the last part.
Oh, no problem. Do you think this experience can make a real difference in a child's young life?
Sorry, say that again. Make a what?
Oh, it's okay. We can edit that out later. Do you feel that this experience will make a real impact in a young life?
Still can't hear you that well.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. We can edit a little bit later.
Okay.
I'll start my question again. Do you feel that this experience can make a real lasting impact in a young person's life?
In my life, I think it's going to make an impact in my life more than the children at the orphanage. I think this is going to change the way that I look at everything. And I would encourage anybody to do this, even before I've even gone.
What do you expect you'll get out of it, or what do you think you'll learn?
I think that I will just learn to not take anything I have for granted and really just live in the moment.
I see. And how long will you be there?
I will be there for about 3 weeks.
3 weeks, okay.
And I have a feeling that I might want to stay longer. Everyone is telling me that I'm not going to want to leave.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great experience for you. And I just think it's really good work that you're doing there. Will you be working with other volunteers, like as part of a team?
Yeah, the volunteer house, I think there's about 20 of us. So we're all going to be there together. I haven't heard or met anyone that is going on it, so it's just going to be all new.
Okay. And are they making making a noticeable difference with this program, you feel like?
Absolutely. There's different programs through African Impact all over Africa, so it's not just this one teaching in line program. There's a whole lot that they do as well.
And how do these children end up in this situation?
Either their parents die. A lot of them have died from AIDS, I believe.
Okay.
Or they are abandoned because they can't get taken care of. So.
I see. And then the orphanage takes them in, helps them get a real shot.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think about it every day.
So how did you find this website, Volunteer Forever? How did you find out about it?
I had found a different volunteer website, and I think I was searching through because a friend that knew someone had mentioned that they made a campaign website, and they actually fundraised for their whole trip, and I thought to myself, I'll try it, but I don't think I'm going to make any money. I mean, I'll give it a shot, but I just wasn't hopeful for it, and I am shocked that I have made the amount of money to actually pay for my program and my flight and my medical expenses for being there. It's incredible.
Over 5,000 so far.
Right, about 5,300. So my goal is 6,000. That will cover so I had to get shots, of course, to go there. I had to get medical insurance. So 6,000 will cover everything and then some extra to buy some supplies to bring to the orphanage. So I think I'll be able to get there within the next month.
That's amazing. And how long have you been fundraising for?
I started in April, so not that long.
Oh, wow.
But Okay. Just the amount of support that I got from Facebook friends and family friends, and it's just amazing. It still is a shock to me.
Are they friends and family, or mostly family that are supporting you?
Mostly friends, just a few family members, but friends of my parents, friends of their friends. friends of their friends who have done the same thing when they were younger and were so excited to support someone else doing it. So those types of connections.
Did you approach and engage people on a personal level, like one-on-one? Did you call people up? Or
I didn't. I really just did Facebook and email.
Wow. Okay. And when you email people, did you send out one email to everyone, or did you just?
Yes, I sent out a group email with my Volunteer Forever page that had the video. I think the video really, really makes it because people would rather watch a video than read. I think so. It really shows them what I'm doing.
What is it that makes a good video?
I found just really neat pictures that go along with the program and Africa, and the music that I put to it was just fun, and it really has, there's little questions in there saying, how can one person make such a difference? And I used quotes. So just all of that put together, I think, helped the video.
You spent a lot of time on the video?
I did. I spent probably 2 full days added up together to edit it. I used iMovie. So I edited it and put a lot of time into it.
And it's just a slideshow video, correct?
Yes.
What did you use to create the video? Did you use, like a PowerPoint presentation? Or?
I used iMovie.
Oh, iMovie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it has that built-in where you can just add music and photos and stuff?
Yeah, it was the first time I used it, so that might have been why it took me so long to figure it out. But I think it's a great program. And if you're technology savvy, it's pretty easy to do.
Do you feel like it's better to do that slideshow type video versus just you talking?
I think the best scenario would be both added together. I didn't do me talking. I just didn't think of that. But I think both of it together would be great. But I don't think the just me talking would be as much of an impact as having the pictures and the videos and the quotes and
right.
music.
Giving them a glimpse of the actual place you're going and what you'll be doing.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense. You think it's possible to, if someone wanted to do this, could they find a video like on YouTube? Would that work as well?
Yes, there were a lot of videos on YouTube geared toward African Impact specifically, so you could just use one of those.
Okay, gotcha. Any more tips for using iMovie or creating a great video?
Really just kind of play around with it mm-hmm. and figure it out, and then start the video, because I played around with it first with just my pictures on my computer. I figured it out pretty quickly.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And so when you emailed people, did you just send them a really short email with your info? Yeah,
I just sent a short email because the Volunteer Forever page had all of the info that I wanted to tell them.
Okay.
So I just sent a short email describing what I was doing and asking for support, like a few sentences.
Okay. Did you give them a suggestion for what they should donate, or did you ask them what they want?
I really just said any type of donation helps, whether it be $5 or $30.
Okay.
And I got more than that.
You got some pretty big donations.
I did, and the reason for that is my father is actually an artist, a well-known artist here, and he offered to paint like a 5x7 oil painting for people who donated $500. And the oil painting goes for sale for $1,200. So it was actually a big deal for them. And a lot of his clients and people that his work saw that and took up the offer immediately.
So that his support really helped.
His support helped so much. And I wish that I could take the credit for doing those paintings, but I don't have that talent.
he never passed it on to you?
No, unfortunately.
And so you got about $500 donations, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
That really upped my donation, which was awesome. I was very grateful for that.
Do you offer any other type of incentives?
I don't. No. There on the first campaign page I did, I'm not really even sure what it was called. I think it was called Go Volunteering.
Okay.
It was less, there wasn't a video, so it was just kind of a little paragraph of what I was doing. And I got 3 donations on that page for a total of about $100 before I found Here Forever. And on that page, there were incentives which said for $100, if you donate $100, I will overnight babysit for a night, have a date night, or for $50, I'll come and cook your family a dinner meal because I love to cook. So those types of things. But that didn't work as well as the paintings, of course.
So you actually tried to raise funds before, but didn't work out so well, as you're saying?
I did. Probably just a few weeks prior to finding Volunteer Forever.
And what was the biggest reason that it didn't work the first time? I mean, were you
I'm not sure. I didn't really promote it that much because I was hesitant about it. I felt like if I posted on Facebook, people would think I was trying to do this for free and go on vacation or something for free, and that's not what it was at all. So once I found Volunteer Forever, and I got so excited making the video, and I just really wanted to share it with people, so that helped me.
Okay, gotcha. And you got also a pretty big donation from I think Molly Miller, is that?
Yes, she actually lives in Australia, and she found my father online because she was from Maine, and she knows that he paints paintings of New England, and she wanted a painting from him, and he said, well, this is what I'm doing for my daughter, because she said she couldn't afford a regular painting, so she wanted a print. And he said, well, if you want a regular original painting, this is what I'm doing for my daughter. And she was so excited because she actually did the same exact thing when she was 18. So it was one of those connections where she was absolutely on board wanting to donate and help me reach this goal, which is amazing. I'm so grateful for her reaching out to my father.
Donation of $2,500, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing. What advice would you give to someone who wants to, you know, raise these kinds of donations, like $500, $2,000? I mean, you don't really know who these people are before, right? Until they pledge that amount.
Right. She's the only one we don't know personally as a family. Oh. All the other people are either clients or family friends. But really, if there's anything you can give back to your people who donate, that would really help because they feel, I mean, I'm thinking that they feel amazing to actually donate and help you, but if they could get something in return other than seeing you fulfill your dream, that would make it so much better.
Right. A little extra incentive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find it also helps to appeal to people's sense of charity or the willingness to do good? I mean, that's probably
a motivation. Yeah, just a lot of them just were so excited for me to volunteer and give my time, almost my whole summer vacation, which is okay because I'm so excited and it's what I want to do. So they feel that they're helping that cause in a way by allowing me to be there.
Gotcha. And so you just Facebook and email and you're able to get all the support. Did you ever have anyone that said that they would donate, but they kind of delayed or waited? I feel like
No, not at all.
Because I started my own campaign and I found that, you know, a lot of people said that they would donate, but it's just going to take a little time.
Yeah, I mean, I find that posting on Facebook and saying, well, I have so many days left, or thank you for everyone who has donated so far. There's still time, and I'm trying to reach this goal. So things like that might remind people to see it.
Okay. How often do you post about it, or how often do you recommend?
Probably every 2 weeks or so. Just because when you go through Facebook, there's so much on there, so you don't really see everything all the time. So when you post something new and then people start commenting, it pops up again.
Gotcha. And people miss stuff too, obviously, right?
Right.
Did you do you tag any of your friends or anything like that when you post?
I don't. I did post it to my father's business page and my mother's business page, because they are friends with a lot more people than I am, actually. so that helps, because a lot of my friends are just starting off working and they don't have the money to donate to support me.
Right.
Which, of course, I don't have the money either, so I didn't expect that from them. So posting it on my parents' business pages really helped because it got the attention of people who were able to.
And so you find that it's much easier to get your parents' friends to come around?
Yeah, especially being 25, so I don't have a lot of friends that are big business people yet.
Yeah, well, that's cool that, you know, you're only 25 and doing such a big thing with your life at such a young age. I feel like a lot of people are still kind of confused, you know, like what they want to do with their life at that point.
Right. I think so too. And I really, even finishing college, when I finished college when I was 21 or 20, and I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had a psychology degree, and I had no idea. So I just started substitute teaching for extra money and found out that I absolutely loved it. And so I went to grad school, and that's where I ended up.
And so on the bigger picture, what is it that do you feel like you have a mission for your life, or a purpose, something you want to achieve while you're here?
I feel like I want to bring a piece of Africa back to my students here and show them that it's so important to help other people and show them that they can feel good about doing that. Because I feel like kids here nowadays just want, and don't realize that there are people all over the world that have so little. Mm-hmm. And I think that making them realize that they can make a difference in another child's life would be amazing. I have my students so excited about me going to Africa, and they want me to send them all emails and pictures of everything, and they actually, a lot of them donated books and clothes and things that they don't use anymore, so that I'm going to bring that to the orphanage, and they're really excited about that.
So they really inspired and just with your example, you know, you're really making an impact on them.
Yeah, and I want to carry that forward with other classrooms that I have in the future.
Gotcha. I think it'll make a great impact on you, and I think it's so important for all of us to realize, you know, we come from a privileged, you know, place, you know, maybe middle-class American society, and like you said before, you know, we're so used to wanting, and taking, and not even thinking about it. You know, it's just kind of right. Second nature to us.
Exactly.
And
I feel like this won't be my last time going to Africa. I feel like it will be a reoccurring summer thing that I do.
So this is something that you want to devote yourself to for
absolutely very long as long time. As I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you hope will happen in Africa over the long term?
I hope that I meet people that I know for life. I hope that I meet people that I just stay connected with. And I would love to be able to go back to the orphanage and hopefully see new children and have the other children be fulfilling a new life.
You want to keep in touch with them and watch them grow up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing, few things are more rewarding than knowing that you're making a difference in someone's life and helping them on their path.
Right. I can't wait to feel that.
Is that why you decided to be a teacher?
Yes. And once I realized that my only real job growing up was watching children and being around them, I said, well, why wouldn't I be a teacher?
And you find that the most rewarding thing in the whole world, just helping
children? I absolutely love it. I love waking up and going to work every day. There's hard days when they drive me nuts, but I love them anyway.
So you don't think of them as little monsters then?
No.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for coming on here today, or tonight. I know it's rather late there. Is there anything else you wanted to share while we're on this call? Or
Just never give up on fulfilling your dream, because even if you think it'll never happen, it can absolutely happen, because this has been a dream of mine for years, and I can't believe it's really happening.
You mentioned that you were a little bit skeptical about doing this at first.
I was. I never went on study abroad in college. I was kind of a homebody. I didn't want to leave. Mm-hmm. And something just clicked, and I said, what am I doing? I'm going to have the time of my life. I have to go. I have to do this. And I was skeptical of the asking people to donate, because I just felt strange asking people for money to help me go to an amazing place. But once I realized that it's for charity and it's to help these children, I felt okay with it.
And you're just, you know, following your dream too, right?
I am.
Do you feel like you felt a little guilty because it was your dream and you were helping or asking other people to help with it?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. But once people said, well, I've always wanted to do that, I'm so glad that you're doing it, or I've done that before, that was my dream, and I did it, and it was amazing. So it really helps hearing that.
It just totally challenged what you believed before, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Because I think a lot of us are... we almost feel guilty for following our dreams, you know, like,
right.
Like we shouldn't try to go after what we really want. You know, we should just take the safe road.
Exactly. So I'm very happy that I stepped out of my box.
So you just encourage other people to just jump out of their comfort zone and just go for it if they want something.
Absolutely. Do not be afraid.
And what about if people try and they fail? I mean, should they just
Try a different approach, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe try amping up the video or posting on different pages. I really looked at other people's volunteer pages and got ideas from them, and that's how it worked for me.
Well, it's so amazing, Serena, and I just want to congratulate you on your success, and I know you're going to have the most amazing experience, and I hope that this becomes a lifelong legacy for you, and you're really able to fulfill every dream that you have.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to have been asked to do this. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, and best of luck with everything going forward, and would love to hear from you again after the after you get back from Africa and hear about your experience.
Absolutely, I would love to do that.
Well, thank you so much, Serena. I'll let you go. I know it's late there. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Take care.